under the Valente raft. Jack, I'm watching you lurk there under the raft. You've put on a kelp wig. You're chomping for minnows and little children, trying not to laugh. The lake is yellow and boom plash, yellow and boom plash, yellow rush, green rush, and lurking. You palm the surface strip of sweet underbelly wood, cedar bell, head a wooden duck, a lure in the late afternoon sun where you struggle across the buoy line and bob there at the boundaries of ding ding. You thrash rings around me, gasping shark attack music. You've inhaled the whole lake and you're sputtering like an old boat, all warm and yellow and obvious there. Then, further down, your torso hangs white, a ghost radish cast in gelatin and sawed at the shoulders where we go under and swim into quivering spotlights, shout show tunes in garbled merspeak, and then the under, where we'd rather not, where you drop to with high velocity, where the lungs explode and it gets green and tastes different like a mineral fist, toes just touching that cold vein, and then the true bottom, to which we have lost 20 pairs of sunglasses this summer, and horrible because we cannot see it, and quivering up from there sometimes a single stream of bubbles, like something alive down there and more evolved than us, something backstroking through battlefields of mirrors and frames and broken arms, singing something precious and ominously off-key and a bit out of date. The carpenters close to you. The tune wavers up through the striations of green rush sun and sonorous echo boom plash, bursting gasp at our elbows as we say, it's just a stupid swimming race, this cold fear marrow grip, this flesh struggle, this grapple to get back to land.